The Vaccines have been together playing out to sold-out gigs since they formed way back in 2010. They've been Brits nominated 3 times, and they've got lots of gigs and festivals coming up this year. Their album, English Graffiti, is out on the 25th of May, and their latest single, Dream Lover, is out on Monday. Lead singer Justin Young and bassist Arnie Arneson from The Vaccines join me now. Hi guys, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Good stuff. So you're going to be telling me about your new album then, called English Graffiti.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the album then, and is it any different to your other albums that you've done?
I think it's sort of massively different, as every band ever will tell you about any record they've just made. But I think it is, I think, like, firstly, what we ended up with, but that was sort of determined by our approach to making it. And in the past, we'd always just sort of gone in and press play and recorded, you know, essentially a backbone to a bunch of songs I'd written on the end of my bed. But this was a lot more of a kind of a period of sonic exploration and and mishaps and mistakes and wrong turns, and I think that we, you know, for the first time ever, wanted to sort of embrace modernity and embrace production and unshackle ourselves really from this kind of self-imposed and quite limiting at times ethos. So we didn't just want to make another, I guess, in the loosest sense of word of the word, garage rock record really.
So when you are actually making an album then, are you kind of thinking, right, we know exactly where we're going to go with it, or is it kind of a bit of a learning curve, so you just kind of like go off and do something different midway?
In this particular instance, like, majority of the record wasn't even written until like the last 2 weeks of recording.
I think that all we knew is what we wanted to do and what we didn't want to do, but we didn't know how we were going to do it. So I think that involves a lot of trial and error, and a lot of songs that maybe were great and maybe some weren't so great that kind of end up not being right. And it's, to be honest, I think it's about defining an identity and working out what we want to mean to ourselves and to other people, you know.
So does that happen quite often then? You got some ideas for songs and you'll do them and you'll be like, that was not as good as I thought it was going to be. Or you'll do ones and you'll be like,
that's... Yeah, that happens quite a lot, yeah.
Sometimes, though, you might do ones and be like, we are amazing. That was so good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I know. Hopefully there's 10 of them.
Well, I haven't had a chance to listen to the album, but I'll definitely be getting it when it's out, because I'm really into you guys at the moment, actually. That sounds really naff, me saying that to you,
no,
as well.
Quite, that's nice to hear, you know.
Oh, it's so amazing.
Yeah. So I've been looking at some of your music videos as well.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any influence on what happens in the videos? Because they look like a lot of fun.
Are you referring to anyone in particular? Or?
Well, I thought the video to Handsome was weird. Because who came up with the idea of that? Of, right, we need karate lessons and a massive lizard man. What was that about?
I think we sort of... came up with a sort of loose idea, and then people like pitched to us on that idea. So to answer your question, we do have a lot of input, and like one of the things I think we always have felt is that I think like rock music and pop music, it needs to be like entertainment, and there needs to be this like element of pantomime and heightened reality and like escapism. And so I guess that's a kind of, you know, that video for Handsome is an extension of that, and it's like an ode to, like, you know, Hong Kong kung fu movies where we're sort of playing cartoon character versions of ourselves.
So pitching that idea must have just sounded like someone's weird dream.
It basically sounded like guys in the 20s who really wanted to relive their youth and become Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. That's fine.
The good thing about a video is you can just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's the same as having merchandise, like, you know, because I've always wanted, like... You just get a skateboard designed with the vaccines underneath, and you get a free skateboard.
It's not like you have to live with the consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good. And then you've got all this stuff as well to tell your kids or grandkids in the future and be like, this was us. This skateboard was us. So I reckon we could try and come up with your next music video right now, like a game of conclusions or something.
Yeah, I'm up for it. If you've got anything you want to pitch to us.
No, let's go for it. I'm going to go for, you know, we are the Forces Station. Let's say you're in... the forces of some kind. Now,
never gonna happen. I'm not enough of a man.
Arnie, then think outside the box. Where's the location?
I'm probably on like a disused army base in Iceland.
Good. So is it cold?
It's very cold.
Very cold. Okay. And Justin, then first word that comes to your head, Who will you be fighting, like in a karate movie? Because that happens in Dream Lover as well. There is a lot of fighting that goes on in your music videos.
A mysterious wise Buddha.
Oh, that is good. We've got something here. This is golden. Well, that's the next music video done then.
Great.
Basically, that's
pitched.
Are
you directing?
I don't think I'll be very good at it. I could be in it.
You're great, yeah. You can be the wise Buddha.
I will be. Hey.
Can you send us a press shot?
What, of me?
Yeah, we just need to check.
Do I need to be dressed as a Buddha?
You can dress however you want. We're not gonna be judging you on what you're wearing.
Do you know what? I was in the office earlier on, and I did a stretch, and someone said, oh, the personal training's not working. It's making me sound like a right fatty.
Wow.
But yeah, I could probably pull off a Buddha. I reckon we could do that. So you're doing gigs all over the place. And you've got Glasgow, you've got Tina Park, Liverpool next Friday as well.
Yeah.
Now, what can people who haven't seen you before, what can they expect from your gigs, apart from the songs that you do?
I'll be there, Arnie will be there.
Yeah, we'll be here.
I honestly feel like we're an amazing live band. I think we're getting much better, and I think that we've made this transition recently from sort of gig to show, if that makes sense. I don't know, it's a high energy, high intensity kind of pop show, really, or rock and roll show. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I think we always come off sweating buckets and bleeding, and yeah,
if you've got full in, you know, really intense and really high upbeat and all that going on, then people that are watching are going to have a good time with it.
Well, I guess
they?
It depends what gets you going, but some people seem to
I have fun.
Do you have a message for the forces in the UK and overseas?
I just want to say how impressed I am that you're all so strong and fit and healthy, because I don't know how you do it. And look after yourselves, guys. I just want to say, look after yourselves, guys. That's all I want to say.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. You went very sultry in that as well. Take care of yourself, guys.
It's really sultry.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for talking to me. Good luck with the album. I hope it goes great.
Thank you.
Good luck with your gigs and everything. And, you know, massive thanks for talking to me today.
See you later.
Cheers. Bye-bye.